Yes, there will be some type of a decline without a question in the next 10 to 20 months, and it will be earth-shaking, it will be saber-rattling, and it'll have Wall Street in a tizzy, and it will create headlines that will be that will dwarf anything that's happened at this point in time.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Milkshakes, Markets, Madness. My name is John Kutzmita. I'm here with Brent Johnson, as always, the man behind the Dollar Milkshake Theory. If you have not watched our full-length weekend episode, please do that. We had a real good time sharing our thoughts with you on that one. This is the Monday peak at the week. We're going to look at some of the econ data coming up, give you some thoughts on what to watch. And really, there's some very important things going on, so you should be watching some of these things very, very closely. Brent, let me start off with just running through the calendar. I'm not going to get super granular, just really highlight the bigger pieces here so we can talk about that. Tuesday, we have the Case-Shiller Home Index data. The housing market's getting really more touchy and sensitive for everybody. It's just not moving. So the home index data will be interesting. Wednesday, we have ADP employment, JOLTS job openings. There's some ISM manufacturing data. And then probably really the main thing to talk about is the FOMC rate hike decision. Really, it's not necessarily gonna be a rate hike decision. I just have that burned in my brain. It's gonna be the FOMC policy decision. We'll see what they do with rates. And then Friday, kind of after the fact, but we already know the Fed knows the data. Friday, we have non-farm payroll, which is an employment report, as well as some additional manufacturing and PMI services data. So Brent, where do you want to put your thumb on first?
Well, I think honestly, before we even get to, I think we could have a lot of action before we even get to Tuesday or Wednesday for the rate hike decision, or Friday on the non-farm payrolls. I think the most important data points this week is clearly the Fed and then non-farm payrolls on Friday. But I think for a couple of reasons, we could have a lot of excitement, volatility before that, partly because, you know, we've talked about this for the last couple of weeks, is what's going on in the Middle East. Well, late on Friday, it sounds like Israel started to move into Gaza. That kind of happened kind of late in the day. The market kind of sold off, but not too hard. But then that's kind of ramped up a little bit over the weekend. But what did happen last week is a number of the equity indices closed below their kind of their longer term weekly support levels. We talked about this a couple weeks ago with Tesla. And, you know, Tesla's down like 25% from its high now. We talked about, we said we thought that would happen. It did. Nvidia's down like 25% from its high now. Tesla's hovering right over $200. Nvidia's trading right or hold hovering right over $400. Those are kind of psychological levels, right? If we break below those levels, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw some kind of a hard flush. So if we get a lot of volatility Monday, Tuesday, as a follow through to some of this technical support being broken, as well as more, you know, let's call it, you know, volatility in the Middle East, wouldn't shock me to see some hard sell-off even before the Fed meeting. And then, you know, and then after that, obviously the most important thing is the Fed meeting and non-farm payrolls. My guess, it's purely a guess, I'm still in the higher for longer camp, but I think probably the Fed will do another hawkish pause. And I think the reason they'll do that is I don't think they gain a lot by hiking, but I think they actually gain a lot by just kind of staying where we're at, staying with the narrative, saying, listen, that's data dependent. You know, the data has been pretty good. We still maintain that we're not cutting anytime soon. We think we're going to have to go higher, but because we front end loaded it so much, we bought ourselves some time on the back end to kind of see how things are developing. So, you know, and I think if they do that, maybe the markets take a little bit of sigh of relief. And then if non-farm payrolls isn't a huge beat, you know, maybe we bounce for a week or two. Part of the reason I say that is sentiment's actually gotten really low in the last couple of weeks now. So typically when sentiment gets this low in the equity markets, you get a kind of a bounce. But I don't think that means that we're having an all clear signal. So if we did bounce a little bit, I would expect it not to last too long. But I think, you know, again, I think the Middle East, the non-farm payrolls, and the Fed is obviously the big things to be looking at this week.
Violently sideways has been a theme for us all year. If you're somewhat new or maybe didn't catch the introduction of that term, basically meaning that markets have been sideways depending on where you draw the lines and establish the band, but it's been a lot of up and down chop. There has been a real clear trend either direction. It's just if you're trying to trade in that environment, it's really easy to kind of get washed out. But if you're kind of holding, following the trend higher, which it generally has been, and not really jumping in and out, you've kind of just been tossed around. But now it feels like there's a potential for a trend to be established within the volatility, which gets, you know, psychologically speaking, when you're looking at some of these levels, when some of these levels break, that psychology starts to take over because people can only handle so much in the washing machine. And then once there's a trend starting to form and it looks negative, that's where you maybe potentially have some of that, those snowball effects. And tech has just been one that's been, you know, the driver for any kind of bullish sentiment. You, in this past weekend's episode, you explained a little bit more as to this embedded interest rate play in tech and why tech might be selling off because of where the Fed is and where interest rates are. So even if we don't have a lot of negative data and the Fed pauses, it's still higher for longer, which can be a headwind for tech, which we're already seeing. This is also way before you even get into the tensions and risks of those tensions in the Middle East. But certainly you look back at last week, just what was going on in the bond market was bonkers. Up, down, or up one day, down the next day. And so going into a week where you have employment data coming before the FOMC with the ADP, but then of course the most important one, the non-farm payroll, I would feel like you would see other signs in various data sets that would suggest that employment's going to be, you know, significantly weaker or massively miss expectations. We do get these chaotic, you know, multiple standard deviation surprises. But do you feel like, given where, you know, how vocal the Fed has been about their stance that they're data dependent, and that you're really, although this is violently sideways and maybe there is a trend shift going on, particularly in tech, is there anything really that you think that would be a shock? I mean, there's really no huge signals. And even if we had one down beat on NFP, because things have been so violent, what you think would be the market reaction could very well be the opposite.
Well, yeah, so this is going to sound weird, but I actually think the worst thing for the market is if we had a really bad number on Friday and then equities rallied like crazy again, right? Because I can already see this, right? Like the Fed comes out on Wednesday and they say, we're not going to hike. We're data dependent. We front end loaded it. Now we have the luxury of being patient. You know, the market, you know, inflation is coming down. We're on the right track. And then non-farm payrolls misses. There's a huge spike in equities over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And now we're back up at these high levels in equities and the Fed and all the data stays okay other than that one non-farm payrolls number, and then we're right back where we were 2 months ago. And this is important to remember where we're at. You know, you mentioned violently sideways. That's been kind of our theme all year. Well, right now the Russell 2000 is down for the year. The Dow is now down for the year. The S&P is up, I think, 5 or 6% for the year. But the S&P is down 10% from its high just 2 months ago. And the NASDAQ is, I think, up 20, and that's down from 35 around that same time period. So, you know, we could easily have, if we bounce a little bit in equities over the next couple of weeks, we could easily have another sell-off into the end of the year and end up right back where we started at the beginning of the year. And the whole year will have been, you know, for the most part, violently sideways. You went sideways, but there was a lot of ups and downs in the thing. And, you know, we mentioned this, we got into this a little bit more on the monthly, or I mean, sorry, on the weekly episode. And we've talked about this a lot this year, is once equities get trending in a certain direction, especially with the rise of passive and the way that influences markets, it's really hard to turn it. Well, we had a definite, you know, move higher in Q2 into the summer and into the middle of Q3. But since the middle of Q3, it's turned down, and we've had a few rallies, but overall the downturn, we've had a downturn. And to me, it's going to take something pretty significant, a trend to really shift the trend back to higher in equities and a sustained move higher in equities. You got to get a change in behavior somewhere. And I just don't think that is going to be from the Fed without a lot of downside first. And when I say a lot of downside from here. We've had significant downside in the last 6 weeks, let's call it 6 to 8 weeks. But I think we need a lot more downside from here before the Fed does something that will dramatically shift the overall trend higher. And I just don't think that comes in the next couple of months.
Well, let's see what happens. I have to encourage everybody to go check out our full-length episode, which was posted on Sunday. There were some very colorful themes that we applied to various things that are going on in the markets. We had fun recording it. I think you'll have fun listening to it. And it certainly applies to what Brent just mentioned and some of the data that we're waiting to see this week and also see how the market reacts to that data. So thanks for joining us for the peak of the week. And we hope you have a productive, positive, and successful week yourself. If you want to follow Brent on Twitter, you can do that at Santiago AU Fund. You can follow me at John Kutzmida. Check out the show on YouTube and at Twitter using the handle Milkshakes Pod. And we look forward to seeing all of you really, really soon. One last point of interest before we sign off on this episode. Brent is traveling for the week, so we might have a slight mix up in the schedule. Maybe we'll have a surprise video midweek. Maybe we'll have a slightly different approach to the weekend episode. We haven't figured that out. But Brent, you want to share a little bit about what you have coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to the New Orleans Investment Conference. It's one of the more fun conferences we go to. Always meet new people, but there's always a lot of people I know there as well. A guy named Brian Lundeen puts it on, and he's always just a great host. And, you know, there's tons of great people that are going to be there. And there's a couple of people that I've never met that are going to be there. Matt Taibbi is going to be there, and Konstantin Kissin is going to be there. I'm really looking forward to hearing what they have to say and hopefully get to talk to them a little bit. But then, you know, Danielle DeMartini is going to be there. Peter Schiff's going to be there, which is always fun. Rick Rule will be there. George Gammon will be there. Jim Urio. So it's always a good group. And maybe we can figure out a way to jump on and do something. I'll grab one of them and maybe we can do something together.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Either way, we'll look forward to you reporting back to us at the start of the week with how that event went. Everyone else, please tune in with us at the end of the week or the start of next week to see our take on how the rate hike, the non-farm payroll, and everything else has played out. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll see everybody real soon.
Until the philosopher, which old one race, superior and another. Inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Well, everywhere is war. It's war.
This show is provided for entertainment and informational purposes only. It should not be relied upon as legal, business, investment, or tax advice. Neither the hosts, guests, nor any funds they may manage intends to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies.